Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to spend this time with me as we continue on in a message, Bible Principles for Changing Your Circumstances. And we begin by changing our circumstances, in many cases, by changing ourselves, either our behavior or our attitudes, the work that God desires to do, regardless of the things that can occur around us, are in most situations internalized. It's the inner man of the heart. Remember, that's what Jesus dealt with under the entire new covenant. Under the old covenant, it was a matter of laws and rituals and regulations. Paul described it as our schoolmaster to teach us that no one could fulfill it perfectly. It was only Jesus who came to fulfill the law. But the new covenant is based on grace and God's long-suffering and mercy to us so that we can, with freedom, enjoy His blessings under the perfect law of liberty. If we will walk in the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, long-suffering, faith, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. If we can concentrate on the simple things, loving God with all of our heart, mind, soul, strength, and spirit, and our neighbor as ourselves, and even a new commandment, which is to love one another as Christ has loved us, beloved, that's it on the Christian walk. If we could do those things, sometimes we make things so complicated. As that the older I get, I like things simple. And this world, have you ever noticed, even with printers, they got to change every model, they've got to change something in it? Well, God, thank God, God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in this midst of ever-increasing change and flux and impermanence and temperance and the world surrounding us, we can thank God our feet are established on a solid rock. His name is Jesus, and He doesn't change. His character, His attributes, they are the same eternally, today, yesterday, forever. Praise God. This is the God that we serve. Well, praise God. And so, because He's an unchanging God, He wants us to be like Him. And the only way we get to be like Him is we'll never have His attributes, but if we have the nature of His characteristic, His person, and Jesus was the embodiment, the personification of it. So we've been talking about simple scriptural truths, if you will, that will unlock the chains of defeat in our lives. The first one is God's love, which is revolutionary. You know, if we could understand how much God loves us, that there would be such deliverance. And the second key, if you will, is Christ in us, the hope of glory. I shared on that not too long ago. And the third key is the light of Christ in our lives. It is His wisdom, His understanding. Wisdom is personified in the book of Proverbs, and actually it's speaking about Christ. It's speaking about that perfect wisdom that is in the Creator of heaven and earth. He who was with the Father, eternally with the Father, proceeding from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the God that we serve. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." This is the first key, God's love. And as I shared in preceding broadcasts, we can understand that and affirm that and agree with it with our mind, with our intellect, but it's an entirely different thing to experience God's love, the measure of His love. Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Spirit wanting to minister. My beloved, the Spirit of the Lord would speak expressly to you, my beloved, that I call you into a place in your God, a secret place, where you shall be overshadowed by the power of the Almighty, and you shall allow me to heal you in great tenderness and sensitivity of the wounds that have been afflicted as you've gone through this life, wounds that have been imposed upon those you trusted, loved ones, family members. And I, the Lord Himself, will do a work. I will pour in the balm of Gilead. I will bring restoration and healing, says your God. That I am a healer, that is one of my names, and so I would minister healing to you in the depths of your inner man, your inner being. I am He that would cause you to know the unfailing faithfulness of my love toward you and the good works that I have planned for you to walk in from before the foundation of the world. Therefore, fear not, says the Lord. I am your God, and as you experience the perfect love that I have for you, it will cast out all fear, fear of the future, fear of failure, fear of defeat, fear of falling short of that which I have planned and purpose for your life. Therefore, rejoice, beloved, and know this, that I have sealed you unto myself, and that no man can take you out of my hands, but you shall walk in that assurance day by day with an ever-increasing knowledge and an ever-increasing splendor of the truth and reality of that knowledge, that I am for you and not against you, and that my love surrounds you and my favor compasses you as with a shield, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Beloved, the times we share, they're so brief, but I really encourage you to spend some time with the Lord and allow Him in His matchless way to minister to you. And where others have failed you, where you failed yourself, He alone is the one who will never fail you, because He is your God. He is my God. And the very essence of His nature is love. But also, as we move on, that third key for changing our circumstances is the knowledge that God is our light. He is the light of life. He gives wisdom and understanding. John 3:20-21 says, "For everyone who does evil hates the light and doesn't come to the light, lest his deed should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they are done in God." 1 John 1:5-7 says, "And this is the message which we have heard from him and declared to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. And if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Praise God. So, beloved, this is the third key, that we can walk in his light. 2 Corinthians 4:1-4, let me read those verses. "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not." Aren't you glad for that, beloved? "We have renounced." Have you done that? "The hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully," God forbid, "but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." And verse 6, "For God, beloved," hear this scripture, "who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts," I'm going to change it to your heart, to give you the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So, beloved, it's our choice. We have to choose to be in Christ, who is our light, before we can walk in his light. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Beloved, it isn't easy to admit what we see when the light of Christ shines on us. It's painful. He's the Spirit of truth. Come on now, we can't hide from him. It is a blow to our carnal flesh when we see what's in us. But would we rather cover things over, pretend things that are not, just pretend those things which are not as though they are? You know, so many Christians pray a lot, but they really pray in generalities. They pray, Lord, bless me, or save my husband, my children, or my wife. Lord, help me in my home. Help me to be happy. But almost never do we ask God to reveal what is in us, what displeases him. You know, we might be meaner than a junkyard dog and need help. Or do we pray, Lord, change my attitudes, change my temper, change my nagging spirit. And, you know, sometimes fellows can nag as much as women. And so we have to say, Lord, please reveal how we stand before you. Help me to be pleasing in your sight. Lord, I can't do it myself, but I want you to change me. You know, the spirit's willing, but our flesh is weak. We cannot do it in our strength. We just don't have it within us. We're overtaken by our own lusts, the pride of life, you know, the temptations of the world, by the onslaught of the wicked one, our adversary. But the Holy Spirit who dwells within you, beloved, is more than able. He's made you more than a conqueror. He's enabled you to overcome through the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. And so that old carnal nature that resists recognizing in ourselves pride or arrogance, an unloving attitude or self-centeredness, these things can be very apparent to others, but we prefer to feign innocent unawareness of these things. You know, sometimes we're very quick to sharpen the knife we want to use on others, but very slow to allow the sword of the Spirit to cut away those things which rob us of God's best. Well, with the Lord's help, we'll conclude tomorrow. But beloved, that's my reason for being on this broadcast, as we've been on this station now, goodness sakes, going on 50 years. It's been 50 years. That's a long time. Amen. But praise God, I have carried on the ministry of the word that Brother Glass began in 1965, preaching the whole word of God to the whole man, to the whole world. And so, beloved, it is by the Spirit of truth, God's Spirit dwelling within us, that enables to do what we cannot do. And also, beloved, realize there's other spiritual principles, the power of agreeing prayer. That's why I always invite you to write. And those that feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, be sensitive now. If he's moving on you, he has a reason. I invite you to write. God bless you. I love you. Pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.